By Lisa Joy, local Journalism Initiative reporter. Three people charged in connection with the murder of Edmonton resident Tiki Laverdier, 25, made brief court appearances in North Battleford Provincial Court February 21 via CCTV. Numerous weapons charges against Brent Chekosis were dropped by the Crown. The charges, stemming from other incidents, include three counts of possession of a weapon for dangerous purpose, three counts of carrying a concealed weapon, unauthorized possession of a weapon, careless use of a firearm, failing to comply with conditions and failing to appear in court. In December 2019, Chekosis pleaded guilty to accessory to murder in Laverdier's death. The judge reserved sentencing until March 25 in Battleford Court of Queen's Bench. Chekosis hasn't entered any pleas for the charges of improper interference with a human body and theft of a vehicle. The matters against Nikita Cook and Nicole Cook for their part in Laverdier's murder were adjourned until March 20. Nicole Cook is from Edmonton and is the mother of Tristan Cook Buckle, 20, whose funeral Laverdier traveled to North Battleford to attend on April 27, 2019. Cook Buckle's body was found burned in a vehicle near Vigreville, Alta. On April 5, 2019, at about 2:45 a.m. Edmonton police responded to a call near 92nd Street and 110th Avenue and found blood on the ground behind the house, which DNA later showed was Cook Buckle's blood. Hours after Edmonton police found blood behind the house, Vigreville RCMP discovered a body in a burned-out vehicle, which was later identified as Cook Buckle. An autopsy revealed Cook Buckle's death was homicide, but police haven't released the cause of death. Laverdier left Edmonton and attended Cook Buckle's funeral on April 27, 2019, on Thunderchild First Nation. She was last heard from on May 1 when she texted her family from North Battleford saying she wanted to return home to Edmonton. Laverdier was reported missing on May 12, 2019, to Battleford's RCMP, and on May 17, 2019, police called her disappearance suspicious. On June 10, 2019, the Saskatchewan RCMP Major Crime Unit North, with the assistance of the North Battleford and Prince Albert Forensic Identification Sections and an analyst from the RCMP Forensic Laboratory in Edmonton, determined Laverdier's disappearance was the result of foul play. Over several days, police executed search warrants in a number of locations in North Battleford. On June 12, 2019, RCMP found human remains in a rural area near North Battleford. A July 16, 2019, autopsy confirmed that the human remains were that of Tiki Brooke Lynn Laverdier. Timeline of arrests from July 20 to August 15. Police arrested 8 people in North Battleford and Edmonton for the murder of Laverdier. July 20, 2019, RCMP arrested Shayla Orthner, 27, of North Battleford and charged her with first-degree murder, kidnapping, improperly interfering with a human body and theft of a vehicle. July 23, 2019, RCMP arrested Danita Thomas, 32, of North Battleford and charged her with first-degree murder, kidnapping, improperly interfering with a human body and theft of a vehicle. July 25, 2019, RCMP arrested Brent Chekosis, 18, of North Battleford and charged him with accessory after the fact to murder, improperly interfering with a human body and theft of a vehicle. July 28, 2019, police arrest Jesse Sangster, 23, of Edmonton and charge him with accessory after the fact to murder and theft of a vehicle. His charges were upgraded on August 30 to first-degree murder, kidnapping and improperly interfering with a human body. The charge of accessory after the fact to murder was withdrawn. July 31, 2019, police arrest Nicole Cook, 36, of Edmonton and charge her with first-degree murder, kidnapping, improperly interfering with a human body and theft of a vehicle. August 6, 2019, RCMP arrested Soaring Eagle Whitstone, 33, of Onion Lake Cree Nation and charge her with first-degree murder, kidnapping, improperly interfering with a human body and theft of a vehicle. August 9, 2019, police issue a Canada-wide arrest warrant for Nikita Sandra Cook, 31, of Onion Lake Cree Nation. She is charged with first-degree murder and kidnapping. August 15, 2019, Nikita Cook is arrested in Edmonton. August 15, 2019, RCMP arrest Mavis Quinn Takeknew, 55, of North Battleford, and charge her with accessory after the fact to murder. On August 22, 2019, Brent Chekosis, 18, was stabbed at the Saskatoon Correctional Center. On February 12, 2020, Jesse Edward Philip McKenzie, 22, and Kihiu Jason George Forstar, 19, pleaded guilty in Saskatoon Provincial Court to aggravated assault and possession of a homemade knife for a dangerous purpose. McKenzie and Forstar were charged after Chekosis was found by prison staff on August 23, 2019. The stabbing happened in a high-security gang range of the correctional center. On Dec. 20, 2019, Chekosis pleaded guilty to accessory after the fact to murder, interfering with a human body and theft of a vehicle. On Jan. 2, 2020, a trial for Nikita Cook was set for January 2021. On February 11, 2020, Takeknew pleaded guilty to accessory after the fact to murder. The court has imposed a publication ban on sentencing hearings for Chekosis and Takeknew until the trials of the six remaining co-accused are finished.